ways. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please
in color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to another episode of Cheese Please. If you haven't figured out, I'm not Daffodil.
No, you're definitely not Daffodil.
And that's Daffodil over here. I'm Snarf Dude here in the bunker, and we're bringing you cheese that we can dig up. As a matter of fact, we've been in the bunker so long that we haven't found a lot of new stuff.
But that's what recycling is for.
Yes, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're taking an old show,
and we're polishing it up, and we're kicking the tires and taking it for a spin.
I got my wax so ready to go, and we're just got the cloth here, and we're just going to rub it on the show this week.
That just sounded really dirty. I'm sorry.
No. We're going to rub it on the side of the show, which is a piece of plastic. Metal, I'm not too sure what it is, but it's nothing obscene, okay?
We're just going to polish it up.
Yes, just polish it up. And we're focusing on this week, Grandpa Jones from Hee Haw fame. And you have a little bit of information on that, right?
I do. We'll get to that later.
Okay. That is my oh, gosh. There goes my mouse.
Throwing things around again.
Terrible. My list came up at the last minute because I'm so prepared every week.
Am I supposed to talk about the celebrity slip-up?
Yes.
Is that what you're trying to say? Okay. This week in the celebrity slip-up, we're going to have Robert Goulet.
Robert Goulet?
It was keys.
No, that's not it. Oh, man. We're falling apart at the seams.
I think we
here.
Need to just go play our first couple of songs, and then we'll get things straightened out over here.
Yeah. Just
so
technical goofs on the show.
I know. We're starting out with Lucien Hetu.
Is that how you pronounce it?
That's how I'm going with it.
Okay, and
Coming up shortly, we're going to have the Whistler and his dog, but we're starting off with the Skater's Waltz right here on...
Oh, that's my cue to say, cheese, please.
Thank you.
When it comes to handling manure, you need dependable equipment. Equipment that will work for you in good weather and in bad weather when the snow flies. With this system, you get a full load every time. Bucket bottom and back are curved to ensure clean dumping. It's smooth and clean in appearance. Built to give you many years of dependable service. Cheese.
With Lucy and Hetu and the Whistler and the dog.
His dog, not the dog.
Oh, sorry. Yes. I can see things. And before that, we had Lucy and Hetu and the Skaters Waltz. Ending off our first set of the week, my name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please.
Oh, by tell ya. And as we told you earlier, we're polishing an old list on the show, so I got my I don't know what this is.
It's polish.
I know it's polish, you know, like the aerosol type. So there we go. I'm going to polish the microphone here. And because it's always important to have a very good-looking microphone on the radio every week.
Yes, especially if you have a tendency to spit food particles on your microphone if you eat while you're talking.
Well, I don't do that a lot, but I just want to get this right. Okay, polish on this.
Okay, stop talking about the microphone. I'm going to talk about Grandpa Jones.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get distracted. I get so in trying to make this an impressive looking microphone on the show this week. So I'll put this down.
There. I'm going to point out that nobody cares what your microphone looks like except for you.
Well, I do take pride in actually doing a clean, organized show this week, and it's fell flat.
It has not fallen flat.
Anyway, you were telling about Grandpa Jones.
Grandpa Jones, Louis Marshall Jones.
Okay.
Known professionally as Grandpa Jones, was an American banjo player and old-time country and gospel music singer.
Ooh, okay.
And he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1978.
Yes.
He was a fixture on Hee Haw.
Yes, I remember that. That's the first time and probably the only time I've ever seen television with Yeehaw.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only time he was on television. That was in 1969. He became a charter member.
Yes.
He had a big thing where they would ask him what's for supper.
Yes.
And sometimes he would describe these fantastic country-style meals, and sometimes he would say, because you've been bad, defrosted TV dinners.
I've had those in the van.
And the most interesting thing I can tell you about him that's not music-related is that he lived in rural Ridgetop, Tennessee, outside Nashville.
Yes.
And he was neighbor of another musician, David Stringbean Aikman.
Oh.
And in 1973, Jones discovered the bodies of Aikman and his wife, who had been murdered by robbers.
Ooh.
And his testimony helped put the helped convict the killers.
Okay, well, that's a good thing, but still, ooh, I didn't want to know that.
I know, but we're going to play music.
Oh.
I'm hoping it's kind of funny, because now we need something funny to get over that kind of sad part.
Well, with titles like these, I think so. We'll shortly hear the ball-headed end of the broom.
Okay.
Okay.
But we're starting off with I Don't Know G from Haw. Right here on
Cheese Please.
If they put me in the jail, I wouldn't know how to go my bail. Have to get a lawyer, but I don't know G from Haw. I don't know G from Haw. Wish I had some knowledge. It ain't no fun to being dumb. I wish I'd have gone to college. Believe my sweeties are cheating on me. Tried every way to find out, you see. Talk to her ma and I talk to her pa. But I don't know G from Haw. I don't know G from Haw. Wish I had some knowledge. It ain't no fun to being dumb. I wish I'd have gone to college. But I don't know how. Work on a farm, but I can't milk a cow. Try to cut a log with an old hacksaw. But I don't know G from Haw. I don't know G from Haw. Wish I had some knowledge. Well, it ain't no fun to be a dumb. I wish I'd have gone to college. Impose on me, 'cause I'm so doggone dumb, you see. Should have taken a less I could knowledge. Well, it ain't no fun of being dumb. I wish I'd have gone to college. I don't know G from Haw. Wish I had some knowledge. No fun of being dumb. I wish I'd have gone to college.
It was cheese. Please, please. No, cheese.
Cheese, please.
Cheese rolls.
Cheese rolls.
Cheese, 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 please, cheese, cheese, please. Now love, it is a very funny thing. It catches the young and the old. It's just like a dish of boarding house hash to many a man it's sold. Makes you feel like a freshwater eel, cause your head to swell. You lose your pride, your love is tried to empty your pocketbook as well. Boys, keep away from the girls, I say, and give them lots of room. Cause when you wed, they'll beat you to the dead with a bowl-headed end of a broom. When a boy goes around with a pretty little gal, he talks as gentle as a dove. He calls his honey and he spends his money to prove he's solid in love. When his money's gone and his clothes in hot and he has no bread to chaw, he'll call someone to load up his gun and vaccinate his mother-in-law. Well, boys, keep away from the girls, I say, and give them lots of room. Cause when you're dead with a ball-headed end of a broom. Young men, take my advice, don't be in a hurry for to wed. You think in clover and your honeymoon's over, and then you'll wish you was dead. With a cross-eyed baby on each of the plastered nose, you'll find that love doesn't run bare feet when you have to wear a secondhand coat. Boys, keep away from the girls, I say, and give them lots of room. Cause when you wed, they'll beat you to the dead with a ball-headed end of a broom. When married folks have lots of cash, the love runs smooth and strong. But when they have to feed on the hash, the love don't last very long. With a wife and 17 half-starred kids, I tell you it's no fun. When the butcher comes around with a bill to collect, with a dog and a double-barrel gun. Boys, keep away from the girls, I say, and give them lots of room. Cause we thing you went with the beach till you're dead with a ball headed end of a broom.
Keys, please, with Grandpa Jones, the ball-headed end of the broom.
Which is apparently for beating you with.
Oh.
You must get me one of those.
Why?
No reason.
What did I do?
No reason. Future planning.
I don't know what to say other than that. Before that, I don't know G from Ha, Grandpa Jones. And any quick facts to end off our profile on Grandpa Jones this week?
Nope.
You sure?
Yep.
Why?
Because I don't have that page open anymore.
Oh.
So, nope.
Well, anyway, my name is Starfish.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Because I can't think of anything else to say right now except maybe this.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
And on the show this week, this guy's been all over the place. He was in those Naked Gun movies with Leslie Nielsen, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, I believe.
He's been on The Muppet Show, I think, as well.
Yes, he was a very popular guest on The Muppet Show.
He had a recording career in the 60s.
He actually really can sing, but...
Yeah, but all I get to say is this is just a tacky song anyway, you know?
At the best of times, it doesn't really matter who's singing it. It just kind of... schmaltzes its way through.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. As a matter of fact, it's a Cheese Please mission to actually find every bad version of this song ever recorded.
There are so many of them, we will never succeed.
Well, we can try. Strive for it. It's Robert Goulet and Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Right here on
Cheese Please.
Falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, on account I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Nothing's worrying me. Nothing's worrying me. Oh, nothing's worrying me. I'm free, nothing's worrying me.
We have major traffic piling up within the WASP-12 solar system as a yellow dwarf star continues to engulf one of its planets. All inbound routes to WASP-12b are closed to expedite the evacuation of planet residents as it continues to be devoured by its parent star. Commuters between Jupiter and Saturn should allow extra time as their orbital positions place them farther apart. Heavy traffic between Jupiter and Uranus as travelers take advantage of the shortened orbital distance. As your craft approaches the speed of light, it builds up infinite mass, greatly decreasing your engine's performance. Just one treatment of mass X every 3,000 light years will prevent this buildup from slowing you down.
Jeez.
Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a doing his stuff. Said I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. I got woke up about 12 o'clock and I jumped right to my feet. There was gremlins and goblins, dragons and zombies. Lordy, what an awful sight. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that it's gonna be after the fight. Frankenstein was the first in line and the Wolfman came up next. Screaming and moaning, wailing and groaning, scary as a mummy's curse. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that you're gonna have to catch me first. Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a doing his stuff, a breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback. Better get a monster's holiday. Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo-fum. It was a monster's holiday.
Gotcha.
Keys, please. Buck Owens, and it's a monster's holiday, even though it's not Halloween.
That's okay. They take holidays.
Really?
It's spring break.
Oh.
It could be a monster's holiday.
Yeah, there we go. And before that, the celebrity slip-up with Robert Goulet.
It's the song that makes it cheesy, not
the
singer.
Well, no, I don't know. He's got the lounge lizard feel towards that one.
Yes, but you made it a slip-up. You didn't make it live from the Limburger Lounge.
Well, it was a toss-up. It really was. I thought, he's known for movies and TV and everything else. Call him celebrity.
Fair enough.
There we go. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we are winding to the end of another episode of Cheese, Please.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm into this cleaning thing with the brushing thing that Daffodil, I've decided we're going to clean the bunker a little bit, and we're going to start with this room. So while the songs were playing, I got the vacuum ready, so...
You got to think that this is probably not the most appropriate time to do this.
Why not? We're on the air.
I know, because we're on the air. That's the whole point.
Oh.
I mean, the listener doesn't want to listen to you vacuum. There's nothing entertaining. Well, I suppose it's actually very entertaining.
I hit the albums with a vacuum. I'm sorry.
I'm more concerned that you're going to, like catch the thing when it comes out of the pneumatic tube or something with the vacuum cleaner. You forgot, didn't you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You have jobs to do.
I'm sorry. I got into the cleaning so much that
You almost forgot your job.
Oh, I want to get this room clean because, it's important to have a good work area.
I know. Go and, open the... Go do the tube thing.
Okay, I'll flip the button. Here we go.
Oh!
Oh, there it is. It's open. Okay, just... Still kind of sticky. There we go. Okay.
You think after being opened a couple of weeks in a row, it would get a little easier.
No.
But apparently not.
No, it gets stuck in. It's just... Oh, there we go. We got it this time. The piece of paper tells me that I should play a song by Mac.
Who's Mac?
We don't know.
Okay.
But it's a 78.
And it's an old song.
And it's called the Bum Song. And it's not...
That kind of... It's the other kind of bum.
This is the...
The vagrant kind of bum.
Yes. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back next week. There will be more shenanigans.
I can vacuum now. Goodbye.
Bye.
Come all you jolly jokers and listen while I hum a story I'll relate to you of the great American bum. From the east, the west, the north, the south, like a swarm of bees they come. They sleep in the dirt and wear a shirt that's dirty and full of crumbs. Oh, it's early in the morning, ere the dew is off the ground. The bum arises from his nest and gazes all around. From the boxcar and the haystack, he gazes everywhere. He never turns back upon his tracks until he gets a square. I beat my way from Frisco Bay to the rock-bound coast of Maine, to Canada and Mexico, then wandered back again. I've met town clowns and harness bulls as tough as a cop could be, and I've been in every calaboose in this land of liberty. I've topped the spruce and worked the sluice and taken a turn at the plow. I've searched for gold in the rain and cold and worked on a river scow. I've dug the clam and built the dam and packed the elusive prune, but my troubles pale when I hit the trail a packing my old balloon. Oh, standing in the railroad yards awaiting for a train, waiting for a westbound freight, but think it's all in vain. Going east, they're loaded. Going west, sealed tight. I think we'll have to get aboard the fast express tonight. Oh, lady, would you be kind enough to give me something to eat? A piece of bread and butter and a 10-foot slice of meat. A piece of pie or custard to tickle me appetite. For really, I'm so hungry, I don't know where to sleep tonight. Good morning, Bum.
Good morning, Bum.
I just got in.
Yes, well, you can just get out again.
But, lady, I'm traveling.
Well, keep right on traveling. Who's keeping you?
Honest, Mum, I don't know where me next.
And did you think this was an information bureau?
Lady, haven't you a bite to eat in the house?
I have that. And a 6-foot Irishman coming home at 5 o'clock to eat it. On your way now.
All right. Goodbye, Mum.
Goodbye, Bum.
Oh, sleeping against the station, tra-la-la-la-la-lation, that's our recommendation. Hurrah, hurry, hurrum, for we are three bums, three jolly old bums. We live like royal Turks. We have good luck in bumming our chuck, and we never bother the work. I met a man the other day I never had met before. He asked me if I wanted a job shoveling iron ore. I asked him what the wages were, and he said 10 cents a ton. I said, old fella, go chase yourself, I'd rather be on the bum. Oh, sleeping in the pogies, ogie, ogie, ogies, smoking snipes and stogies, hurrah, hurry, hurrum, for we are three bums, three jolly old bums, we live like royal Turks. We have good luck in bumming our chuck, God bless the man that works.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.